Have you ever gotten down on your face before Jesus Christ, lying prone in your personal prayer time? I wouldn't recommend it in a public setting where you're going to distract other people, but every once in a while I feel the need to do it in order to say something deep to the Lord. It's a super powerful posture before Him. A person might lie prone in prayer before Jesus to express repentance, or somebody might lie prone as a way of showing very deep petition for something which he's seeking. Or somebody might lie prone in prayer in order to express great awe at who God is, and therefore great humility at the thought of being in his presence. What a privilege to be in God's presence every day for our personal prayer time. What a mercy from God to meet us in prayer. Well, today we have the Samaritan on his face, lying prone in front of Jesus Christ. It says that his reason is thanksgiving. He fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. That Samaritan's interaction with Jesus in today's gospel is actually the perfect template, the perfect model for our entire faith life. Look at the flow of action. First, the 10 lepers stand at a distance asking Jesus for mercy. You can't see it because our English translation today has the lepers crying out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." But in fact, the Greek word here is exactly what we say in our Mass. Kyrie eleison. Eleison means have mercy. So these lepers are saying exactly what we say at the beginning of Mass when we ask Jesus to cleanse us. Since the lepers have to stand at a distance from Jesus because of their leprosy, we can understand that their leprosy is symbolic of sin. What is the only thing that can keep us at a distance from Jesus Christ and prevent us from being close to Him? It's sin. So the first thing that happens is the lepers call out to Jesus for mercy. Next, at the word of Jesus Christ, the lepers head towards the temple priests and find they are cleansed. They are touched by divine power. God has shown them mercy, the all-powerful reaching out to those in need. Next, the Samaritan leper finds himself back in front of Jesus on his face in thanksgiving. And Jesus tells him to stand up and go, for his faith has healed him. That leper wasn't just healed physically on the way to the temple. He was also healed spiritually and saved when his faith brought him to the feet of Jesus Christ. Next, the Samaritan is told to stand up and go. And how do you think he went? He didn't tell anybody what happened to him, right? Wrong. He told anybody and everybody about what happened to him at the hands of Jesus Christ. God had shown him mercy in Christ, and he was compelled to share it. I can't imagine the Samaritan leper remaining silent about the life-changing power of Jesus. I remember my own coming to life back when I was 18. I wanted to tell people what had happened to me, how my heart had been changed by the touch of God's love. And I can tell you that when I talk to other people about what happened to me, and even made it a habit to reach out to others with the faith. When God opened a door, it made my faith all the deeper. Do we realize that today's gospel pattern explains the existence of the Catholic Church? It explains why we as a parish exist. Just as a Samaritan leper was touched by God's mercy, so we have been touched by God's mercy, and we are compelled to share it. Some of you have experienced the old Latin Mass that I celebrate on first Saturday mornings in Payne. Or some of you are old enough to remember the old Latin Mass from years ago. Well, how did that Mass end? The priest said to the people, "Ite missa est." And that translates as, "Go, you are sent." So many echoes into our own faith life in God's gospel today. God has shown his mercy to us, and we are compelled to share his love. Have we known his mercy in our personal life as we have grown into adult faith? Haven't there been moments when God has warmed our hearts, touched us as he did today's Samaritan leper? And then what about all the merciful moments built into our sacramental life as a church? Isn't it mercy when God touches us in baptism and transforms us into a temple of the Holy Spirit? Isn't it mercy when we receive his forgiveness in the sacrament of confession? Isn't it mercy when he strengthens our soul with a special character at confirmation to help us through persecution as we live for him? Isn't it mercy when he gives to a couple at their wedding a permanent sacramental bond between their souls that always channels grace for their love? Isn't it mercy when God comes to a person in the hospital and gives her spiritual strength and even sometimes physical healing through the sacrament of the sick? Or when by his grace he actually ushers somebody into his eternal kingdom through that same sacrament? Isn't it mercy when he actually transforms bread and wine at the words of consecration, so that he can come to us so intimately in the holy sacrifice of the Mass? God has shown his mercy, and we are compelled to share his love. That's why St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:14 that the love of Christ compels us. Are we in touch enough, aware enough, that God's mercy has already affected us greatly? If not, can we strive with God in prayer to become convinced of what he has done for us individually? God has shown his mercy, and we are compelled to share his love. It's the pattern of faith in today's Samaritan leper. It's the pattern of each Catholic who encounters Jesus over and over again in the sacraments and in our daily life, empowered by the Holy Spirit out on the front lines in the world. That mercy and that compulsion of divine love are most concentrated here in the Eucharist at Holy Mass.